Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, the holiest day in the Jewish calendar, begins this evening. Half a century ago, that would have meant thousands of Detroit's Jews streaming in the temples and synagogues in the city. But then the modern exodus began. Most Jews, like most other whites, fled the city. The last home of Temple Bethel, the city's oldest congregation, is now the site of an African-American church. Other former synagogues have long since been converted to other uses or torn down. There are few Jews left in the city itself, but one house of worship remains, the Isaac Agri Downtown Synagogue on Griswold, which once had hundreds of members and catered to Jewish businessmen who might end up in the city on Shabbat or during the high holidays. But gradually, businesses moved out. Noah Gamzi, the legendary streetwise rabbi who kept the place going for decades, died a decade ago. 5 years ago, Detroit's last synagogue was on the brink of closing. But it was saved by an odd coalition of idealistic young Jews and Larry Mongo, owner of the nearby Café de Mongo speakeasy. Today, the downtown synagogue has 300 members. Anna Cohn, an energetic 28-year-old from the Detroit suburbs, is the synagogue's director. Cohn went to Hampshire College in Massachusetts, where she designed her own major, Detroitology. The downtown synagogue is a microcosm, an example of the new spirit of Detroit, she told me. She never imagined she'd end up running a synagogue, but became intrigued, managed to put together some grant funding, and today is the only paid employee, though she soon hopes to hire an operations director. Though the synagogue itself is technically conservative, the way it functions is decidedly unorthodox. Members of most suburban congregations pay annual dues that can average thousands of dollars per family. Dues at the downtown synagogue run $75 a person, $100 per family. If someone can't pay, Anna will figure out a way they can pay in kind, providing janitorial services, stuffing envelopes, helping in other ways. Some members belong to other temples as well. Some are folks from the neighborhood, people not traditionally Jewish, who wander in and wonder, what is this place? Indeed, from the outside, it looks more like an old warehouse than a synagogue, except for the bright red door with the metal Star of David. Besides saving the temple itself, Anna Cohn sees what the synagogue does as having multiple purposes. One is playing a part in the rebuilding efforts of downtown Detroit. Another is helping educate people about Jews and Judaism. You would be surprised at the misconceptions we hear, she said. The synagogue is a work in progress. Members are asking, do we want to be more of a synagogue or a community center? What is clear to her is that it needs to survive, as Detroit needs to survive. Someone told her, young people are not coming to Detroit to save the city, they're coming to be saved by it. And though tomorrow is a day of atonement, it's hard not to feel that Anna and her merry band deserve to be a little bit proud.